time for a study of the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
This may be the most Kentucky study of the bar story we've had all month. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your horse run around on I-65, you're doing okay.
Oh, well.
Yeah. This was a thing down in E-Town.
They don't have a horse lane.
They don't. They have
on that.
A lot of, I mean, I-65 is a well-traveled interstate here in Kentucky, and just south of E-Town, troopers had to remove a horse that was just trotting down the middle of the highway.
Do, 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 do. Yep. Do, do, do. Hey, do you guys know where there's some hay?
Thankfully, they were able to guide it off the highway without any sort of incident. There were no injuries or anything like that.
Nobody crashed because of it. That's good.
Yeah, no one knows how the horse wound up on the interstate, but we're assuming that the horse made its way back to its rightful owner.
We're hoping. We don't know, though. Okay.
No, we don't.
Okay. Well.
So, you know, I mean, you drive on any of these interstates out. I mean, you see beautiful horse farms that, you know, salt and pepper are... our interstates and our little state here. So one of them decided, hey, you know what? I hear Nashville's beautiful this time of year.
Let's go run up there.
I'm going to go head there.
All right.
So, again, very Kentucky sort of setting the bar story. But just if you're within the sound of my voice and you have horses.
Keep track of your horses.
Yeah, that's all we're saying.
Okay.
It's 99.7 DJX. That's your City of the Bar story.